Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today we are talking about some interesting data coming in after Tesla's price cuts. We'll also take an updated look at Tesla's inventory position. We got a very interesting note from UBS on the total automotive industry, including Tesla, and a couple other items as well. Looking at the stock, really nice day. Nice start to the earnings week that we've got here for Tesla this week. Up about 7.75% to close at $143.75. Strong day for the NASDAQ and other tech stocks as well. The NASDAQ up 2% on the day. So we continue to see a nice trend here for the stock. We're now up almost, I think, around 40% off the lows, up 32% over the last month, where we can see the NASDAQ has had a nice month as well, up 10% or so. So good to see that. Of course, maybe not all that important as we do head into earnings on Wednesday this week. That'll probably determine the trend that we see from here. All right, let's look at some data. Of course, we've been talking a lot about Tesla's price cuts, but as this has happened, we're starting to get more reporting, some more information on what the reaction has been. And I want to start off here with a press release from Edmunds. Of course, we've got a long history with Edmunds. I've had them on the channel before. Historically, they're not the biggest fans of Tesla, it doesn't seem, but they've shared some interesting data here and a couple of interesting comments as well. They say that since Tesla's price cuts, the interest or the on-site shopper consideration, as they put it, in Tesla vehicles on their page has jumped to 4% of all brands from 1.9% the week prior. Now, that doesn't necessarily match entirely to market share. As we can see here, the Model Y actually jumped to become the second most researched vehicle on their platform, but it was 70th the week prior. I think in the United States, Tesla would have in the vehicle rankings list, the Model Y would fall higher on that list. So you can see it doesn't perfectly correlate. The Model 3, on the other hand, moved up from the 47th most spot now to the 11th spot, if I can do some quick math on that. But as we can see, interest in general increasing it more than two times on Edmunds' page after the price cuts. And they shared some of their thoughts on how this is going to affect the market, or rather how this would affect consumers. They say that for Teslas that are for customers that are currently interested in Tesla vehicles, they say that acting now is in your best interest before any corrections in the opposite direction in terms of pricing occur. So that's kind of their perception of how the market is shaping up after Tesla's price cuts, which, again, you know, they've got limited data just like everybody else, but positive to see that since they do have a little bit more data than most. And they say for those that are waiting on other electric vehicle lists, the Tesla price cut should make you reconsider how much you really want that other vehicle compared to a well-known product with a steep discount from Tesla that you can drive off the lot today. So again, not the biggest fans. Edmunds hasn't seemed to be the biggest fans of Tesla in the past. So really interesting to hear that, those comments coming from the data that they have collected since Tesla's price cuts. Now, we also got a report here from the Wall Street Journal that includes a comment from a vehicle financing company called Tenet. They say soon after the price cuts, applications for financing of Tesla vehicles have tripled at their financing firm. And they say that the influx of customers, importantly, since we've talked about, you know, spike and then does that level off, says the influx of customers has remained elevated. Doesn't mean it hasn't dropped a little bit from that initial interest, but good to hear that that has remained to some extent. Of course, it is still early. These price cuts are, you know, just a week in or so now at this point. But let's look at a few other data points here. Or I guess before we go on to that, a couple other things from this Wall Street Journal article to mention. They've got some comments in here from dealership owners, one here in LA, saying in a place like LA, the price cuts from Tesla reprice the whole market for midsize luxury SUVs. The EV market will feel it the most, but everything will be impacted. So that's what we've been talking about. We'll talk a little bit more about the total auto industry and some of the impacts that we may see this year later on. But another interesting quote that kind of ties into that, they also have an update here from a GM spokesman who said that the company is monitoring Tesla's strategy, but it hasn't had an effect yet. It does underscore the value of having a broad EV portfolio at multiple price points, which is exactly what we're developing, that spokesman said. So kind of interesting where you've got this car dealer saying, yeah, everything is going to be impacted. And then you've got GM on the other hand saying, oh, well, we're not really impacted, which first thing that comes to mind to me is that GM does place themselves as a Tesla competitor. But if this is accurate and if you're really not seeing any impact, then I don't know, are you really a competitor? It would seem to be if one of your biggest competitors drops their price significantly and it has no impact on you, it could either be a really good sign for your business or perhaps a sign that maybe you're not in the same competition space. So kind of interesting there, and an interesting contrast from what the dealer said down here. Anyway, let's take a look at Tesla search interest. We talked about this kind of early on after the price cuts, but now we've got Google with the Google Trends has normalized their data for periods that are longer periods of time. So we can see historically how Model Y search interest is comparing to some of the previous spikes. Of course, earlier in 2022, EV interest, Model Y interest, Tesla interest all spiked in March. That was when gas prices really started to increase significantly. So that was kind of the biggest spike that we had seen for the Model Y search interest since the unveiling. You can see that back here in March 2019. Huge spike there, various different spikes over these periods of time. And then you can see how this price cut has spiked things since then. So on an index basis, the March from this year's spike was probably indexed about a 31, 32. And now it looks like these price cuts have caused it to index up to about a 63. So probably more than double the search interest right now on Model Y than there was earlier in 2022, which of course we know this was when Tesla had to significantly raise prices as a result of significant demand for the vehicles at that time. So I think that's a really positive sign on top of some of these other pieces of data that we've got. And this is worldwide search interest, similar story here in the United States, give me a second on that one, but this is just a view without 2019 included, so we can get a better shot of how this is indexing. And you can see that since the unveiling, if we cut that unveiling out, how it's indexing versus that previous spike, again, about double. But if we look at the Model 3, we're looking at the United States now, not as significant of a bump here, but still probably the second highest interest that it's had in, you know, over the last 5 years or so, maybe third. I think it comes in slightly below the spikes that we had seen in March. So definitely not as big of a spike in interest for the Model 3 as with the Model Y, which I think makes sense given the more significant price reductions on the Model Y. Now, again, we're looking at the United States there for the Model 3. If we look worldwide, it's even a little bit less significant for the Model 3. Still definitely a spike, maybe 50% higher interest than what we had been seeing over the last 6 to 12 months, but other spikes in the history coming very close to the interest that we're seeing right now. So a lot of that, if we look into inventory, we'll see a little bit more of that theme continuing for the Model 3. Total inventory, as we've been watching, you know, I was a little bit noted that we had seen a little bit of an increase in inventory start to begin a few days after this price cut. It looks like things have leveled out a little bit, which I think is an encouraging sign to see. Beneath the total, so this is all vehicles S, 3, X, and Y, beneath the total, we do see that Model 3 and Model Y have started to drop a little bit, which again, I think is very encouraging. And specifically, that's happening a lot with Model Y. So again, probably unsurprising given the outperformance of interest increase that we have seen for the Model Y. But we have seen inventory now continue to drop over the last, you know, 3 to 4 days, specifically over the weekend. So I think very positive to see that for the Model Y. Model 3, not quite as positive looking, but it seems to have leveled out there a little bit over the last few days. So again, it's not so much the inventory being at whatever level this is at, you know, 1500 vehicles, that's, you know, hardly worth mentioning in terms of Tesla's annual vehicle sales or anything like that. But if we see trends that are increasing, that's where you start to get concerned, because presumably we're in a spike in interest right now that will level off after a period of time. So you want this to be a low period of inventory time period, not seeing it increase. So again, happy to see those trends reverse a little bit, especially leveling out there for the Model 3. For the Model X, kind of a different story. So this has continued to increase. Obviously a big drop there. This is actually pre-price drop. So this was back sort of at the beginning of the year, and then Tesla's re-added inventory. Maybe all this inventory wasn't being reflected previously. Tough to say on that, but Tesla now showing a lot more inventory for the Model X, and that has continued to rise. Model S, not quite as steep. So we'll keep an eye on Model X, but as you can see, this is, you know, getting close to the highest that we have seen Model X inventory over the last 3-4 months. All right, moving on to an interesting note here from UBS. This was published today. Total automotive industry, it's about a 50-page note, and they sort of encapsulate it here. This is the first page of the note, just saying that this is the price wars are beginning to unfold, with Tesla's price move obviously being the major catalyst for that. They say that they reiterate their bearish OEM, original equipment manufacturer, thesis about pricing rolling over in an oversupplied market, and consequently, earnings per share dropping by 40% year over year in 2023. talking industry-wide there. So they believe Tesla has triggered this war in EVs, price war in EVs, and they believe that will have industry-wide consequences, just like we heard from that dealer earlier on in the episode. They also say that OEMs are not ready to disclose the inconvenient truth, which I think is often the case. They say that they expect them to guide for volumes flat to slightly up year over year, and earnings before interest and tax to moderately suffer from lower FinCo earnings year over year. So the financial companies within the automotive companies, which generate most of their earnings, and higher cost. They do expect that most OEMs will hold on to their price discipline narrative and high mix, which we disagree with. So Tesla obviously pursuing a market share strategy, cutting prices and keeping production high. They're expecting OEMs to do a little bit of the opposite in aggregate. Each individual might have a different strategy, but they're saying they're just going to try to maintain those margins through higher mix of vehicles, which, if that does happen, would obviously cede share to Tesla, which I think is the whole strategy here for Tesla, even if, or I guess more of a result of Tesla's actions. I think their strategy is just to sell as many EVs as they can make, consistent with their mission. So they say that they expect, they did cut their earnings per share and price target for Tesla to reflect the aggressive cuts, but they see the company as a clear winner in the industry shakeout, thanks to cost and tech leadership, and they reiterate their buy rating. So on the Tesla price target, they did drop it by, like they said, 40% there, reiterating buy, but they have lowered their price target from $350 to $220 per share. They did say, though, that we think none of the global OEMs will be able to fully follow Tesla's pricing without dropping in a loss-making territory for their competing EVs. If that's the case, it makes it much more difficult to make this investment case that we have heard from a lot of these OEMs for electric vehicles. It's sort of been part of their strategy, their strategic decks, I would say, their PowerPoints for the last few years. Now it's coming time to make those investments and really ramp things up and push things into a profitable territory where you can continue to invest and grow from there. So that's kind of happening at a really challenging time for these OEMs. Looking more at that challenging time, they also disclosed this chart of their estimates for U.S. new vehicle inventory. Obviously, that has been very low for the last 18 months or so, but more recently, last 6 months, has been increasing pretty dramatically. So they're noting that it has more than doubled since the lows at the end of 2021. And obviously, a pretty steep ramp there in automotive industry inventory over the last 6 months. So, as we've said many times, it's going to be a very interesting period of time here for the auto industry, and seeing how other automakers react or choose not to react, that's going to shape how things go probably for the next decade. So we'll see on that. Also from the Wall Street Journal here, they did say that, or they have noted that analysts in general right now have the highest aggregate ratings on the stock in terms of percentage that have buy ratings on the stock since, I believe 2014 is what they said here. Yeah, you can see this is 2011 through current day. So about 65% right now have buyer overweight since 2014, which was at about a similar level. So does this mean a whole lot? No, but it is kind of interesting. I think it's mostly just a reflection of analysts having moved their price targets up when the stock was high and now the stock's dropped. So what does that result in? Well, overweight ratings. So kind of funny to see that, but I wanted to pass that along. And then last couple of topics here, the Kia EV9, which Kia had previously announced, sounds like some of their specs may have been leaked through a survey that they sent to Kia Telluride customers. So that's kind of what this EV9 is emulating in terms of the vehicle segment. And through that survey, it looks like they were gauging reaction to 5 different trim suggestions on this vehicle. And looks like it'll cost, if those survey suggestions are what Kia intends to do, looks like the vehicle would cost somewhere between $56,000 and $73,000 with a range from 220 to 290 miles, depending on the trim. So Electrek put a nice chart here together comparing those trims if you want to take a look at that. So interesting, I wouldn't necessarily peg this as a Model Y competitor. There would certainly be a little bit of cross-shopping there, but to me, it's probably more competitive with like a Rivian R1S type of vehicle, maybe a bit smaller than that. Have to do a little bit more comparison in terms of wheelbase and things like that, but it's definitely a different type of vehicle than the Model Y. So I think Although the specs compare not at all favorably to the Model Y, there probably are, you know, there probably is a segment of the market that would be taking this vehicle that just wouldn't have much interest in the Model Y. So we'll see how that does for Kia. And then just last couple things, Mr. Beast, who Elon has had a couple of back and forths with on Twitter, did update his Twitter bio to say Twitter super official CEO, which, you know, we'll keep an eye on that. There hasn't been any announcement of that. Generally, you would think this is just a joke, but you can never be too sure with anything in the Elon sphere, because oftentimes these things kind of begin as jokes, and they are, but also end up being serious. So we'll see what comes of that, but interesting to see that in Mr. Beast's bio. And then, of course, as we head into earnings on Wednesday, that'll be after market close, I will be doing my earnings preview estimate or preview episode tomorrow evening. So look forward to that. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you are subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, January 24th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.